Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool. Man, what a roller coaster it's been. I mean, the Cowboys win their divisional game against Washington, up in Washington, 33-19. A tough fought, hard battled, you know, old school football game played in the rain that resulted in a huge divisional win to give the Cowboys the clear foothold on second place with an eye towards first. You know, it was a huge win that basically all the air got deflated out of because the star of the big win, Ezekiel Elliott, is looking to be suspended now, finally, after all the court cases and appeals and TROs and preliminary injunction requests and all of it. A shocker, as the Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott, was denied the preliminary injunction from Falia. And now we'll have to serve his 6-game suspension. So we have got a lot to talk about. Let us get into it.
Wide 80! Wide 80! Kill, kill, kill!
Well, you know, it's not great news, and it's kind of been a tough pill to swallow, especially with the level of shock that's involved in all of it. And you know, my anger with the NFL is never going to go away. And frankly, I don't know that I'll ever feel the way I have about the league again. But we got a game to play this weekend. So I think the question now becomes, what do the Cowboys do? How do they, you know, weather this storm? Is this going to be so deflating that the Cowboys can't recover? Is this the thing that kind of puts a, you know, an uneven season so far all the way down? I think that the Cowboys are going to have to do this a lot of different ways. And really, the way to replace Ezekiel, I mean, you don't replace him, but the way to replicate that sort of success, that production, it's going to require help all across the team. And I think that it starts at running back, obviously. You have three seemingly very capable running backs, I think two of which have rushed for 1,000 yards before in a season, and then one, I would say, very promising young running back in Rod Smith. You know, it's going to be an interesting equation to see how they kind of mix those guys into the game. You know, each one kind of has a different skill set. Morris is more of your, you know, runner in the zone scheme, who's really kind of like your traditional Shanahan-esque zone runner, where he is good with the one cut, getting into the seam and getting upfield for 4 or 5 yards quickly. I think overall you're going to see Morris get a good portion of the carries, at least to start out. And I think, you know, they're going to focus on his ability to adhere to what the Cowboys mostly run in the zone scheme, inside and outside zone schemes and split zone. So I think you'll see a heavy dose of that. The question really becomes, what do we see? You know, and I think this is going to change. This formula will change week to week. So don't think that this is set in stone. But I think that what we'll see is then we'll see a combination of McFadden and Rod Smith. McFadden needs more of a runway to get started. He's more of a power man blocking runner. But he is also probably a little bit more well-rounded as a running back, as far as a blocker, receiver, and runner. I definitely would prefer Morris get more carries, but McFadden can provide some things for sure as a pass protector, as a pass catcher, as like I said, a well-rounded skill set running back. And then I think Rod Smith really just needs experience, but I think that if they should give him every opportunity to try and just take the job on his own, because I think Rod Smith is another guy who has a well-rounded skill set. I really do feel like, now that I'm saying it out loud, that Rod Smith is kind of almost a great combination of Alfred Morris and Darren McFadden. I think you get a kind of more well-rounded skill set. He's a bigger back. He'll be able to, you know, in give some punishment when he's tackling, at least more so than probably Morris. And I think that he has the ability to catch the ball, as we've seen. He has the ability to pass block, I think. I mean, that's more of a willingness thing, but he definitely has the body and capability of blocking to do what is necessary as a pass blocker. And I think that, you know, like I said, that's a formula. That's an equation that's going to be a week-to-week question while Zeke's gone. And the equation is going to include who they're playing that week, the health of all three guys. You know, I think that it's a complicated equation that has to be recalculated for each team that you play. But I think generally, I would hope that as the weeks go on, you start to see Rod Smith become a larger and larger portion of that, because I think he has the upside to really do something like that. So we'll see how that portion of it turns out. Another aspect that really needs to be considered is what, you know, can the run game produce, even with, you know, what a proper combination of running backs, can the run game produce what the Cowboys offense needs to succeed without Ezekiel Elliott? And the question is, maybe not. So what you have to do is be able to further kind of buoy the offense by supplementing it with more of, you know, the short passing game, and potentially, you know, in order to kind of replace some of the big play ability that Zeke gave you, you're going to need to supplement it a little bit more in the longer passing game. So, you know, it's unfortunate that Beasley wasn't able to practice early in the week. Hopefully he will get back into practice and will be able to play, because I do think that the short passing game, as I've mentioned several different times, is going to be important in kind of, you know, like I mentioned, supplementing the offense to you'd be able to, you know, continue to move the chains. And I think that that's really where the Cowboys need to be focused, as far as what is the thing that we need Zeke the most for. And moving the chains, you know, keeping ahead of the chains is going to be really, really important for Dallas, because, you know, that's the luxury that Zeke provides for you, and that's what helps your offense go. But larger than that, the ability to keep you ahead of the chains, which and therefore also helps you convert third downs and continue drives, it keeps your defense off the field. It keeps your defense from being exposed too much to the offense. It helps you play keep away a little bit. It helps you control, to possess the ball a little bit more. And that's an important aspect of the Cowboys' winning formula. So if that doesn't happen, then really the onus is then going to fall on the defense. And I think that, you know, that's a whole separate conversation we'll get into in just one sec. Okay, I think that the defense is really the most kind of interesting aspect of this, because what we've seen the last few weeks is an emergence of a trio of talented defensive linemen. In the Washington game, I understand it was against the most injured offensive line probably in history, but what we've seen now is that there's a trio of defensive linemen that are able to make plays in a way that we haven't had on the defensive line in quite a while. And it all starts with DeMarcus Lawrence. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence is having a defensive player of the year type season so far. I mean, he is on a pace to, you know, break the single season sack record. But, you know, even if he isn't unable to get to that, I think that clearly he's already achieved so much more than I think even the most optimistic Cowboys prognosticator would have thought. I mean, I think at this point to be halfway through the season and already have 10.5 sacks is quite a feat. And I think, and three forced fumbles too is as well a great number. And then when you look at what David Irving has been able to do since, you know, the last few games, they had two more sacks last week against Washington. He tipped the kick. He had a fumble. Lawrence had a fumble recovery. But I mean, and then, you know, what Tyron Crawford has done the last few weeks. I think what we've seen that with the Irving's ability to come back from suspension and kind of pick up where he left off and be this dominant force has really helped them slot things further down the line. So now Tyron Crawford is able to come in there and be a force at defensive end because he's kind of forgotten it there, and he's already got four sacks and at the halfway point in the season. And I think that those guys are, when they're all together and healthy, have really helped this defensive line kind of just pick up the level of play. And now you've got a healthy starting defensive line of DeMarcus Lawrence, David Irving, Malik Collins, and Tyron Crawford. You've got your best four defensive line on the starting four, and they're all playing well and playing well with each other. That they are going to need to help. And, you know, the reason I'm bringing all this up in the context of Zeke is that they are going to need to help supplement the loss of Ezekiel Elliott because Zeke provided so much cover for the defense in his ability to, you know, in the face of innumerable odds, convert at rare opportunity in rare times, his ability to not have a negative play, but to make sure that he gets at least two or three more yards, his ability to fall forward, which just it the domino effect of those things to converting more thirds downs to keeping the defense off the field is pretty clear. And I think if they are not going to get that luxury anymore, then this defensive line of like I mentioned before, Lawrence, Irving, Crawford, Collins, they are going to need to find a way to kind of help lift the rest of this team up. The young guys in the back end, the Jordan Lewis's, the Xavier Woods, we've started to see them sort of kind of not quite hit the rookie wall, but get to a point where it's starting to catch up to them a little bit. Hopefully what this is going to mean is that they're going to break through soon. And I think if you start applying more pressure to the quarterback via the guys I mentioned before, you're going to see more errant throws like you saw. You're going to see Irving tip the ball, and then guys like Byron Jones and like will get their pick sixes, and then other guys, hopefully more like like I mentioned, Lewis and Anthony Brown and Woods, they're going to start getting more and more turnovers, and that's going to help. Again, all of this kind of helps take some load off of the pressure of the inability of having Ezekiel Elliott to rely upon to just wear teams out. So it's going to be interesting to see which aspects, of the game that Ezekiel brings to the team, whether it's, like I mentioned before, keeping the defense off the field, wearing out a defense, being a punishing force on linebackers and secondary players that wears them down. The many facets that Ezekiel Elliott brings to the squad, the reasons that we love him, it's going to be interesting to see how each one of those gets filled by a variety of different players and how well they're able to do it. And that is going to be a key into how successful the team is over the next 6 weeks against some really good teams and some tough situations. So, guys, make sure you're checking out FanRack Sports throughout the week to get updates on all sorts of stuff, Cowboys-related, NFL-related, or otherwise. FanRack Sports has always got you covered. Just the best for coverage of football and great articles from some great writers. So make sure you guys are always checking out FanRack Sports for me. And make sure you follow me on Twitter, at McCoolBTB. And until a little bit later this week when I've got a KC preview game for you, happy trails.